What?
Oh, hi, Vladimir. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Good to hear. I was following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
I lost my wallet. I ordered a new card.
Oh, okay. Do you have it on you? Because I can update it now.
Tell me, please, what Local Splash does for me?
So your $39 a month covers your website and the hosting, exotictileandmasonry.com. Have you seen the website?
No. No, I did.
Okay, good. Yeah, so that's the package that you have. I think at one point you had Google and Bing and all of the extra ads and the optimization, but it looks like 5 months ago you changed that to just the website hosting only for $39 a month.
I'm not sure if I need it.
Well, it's 2024 and most businesses need a website, you know.
Yeah, my son going to build a website for me.
So then if you'd like to cancel this, I still have to collect the past due amount because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 22nd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $39 past due amount on the account. And the good news is you're catching it in time because come September 22nd, that will reoccur to 78 and it will continue to do so until this settles.
And what if I not pay?
Then that's between you and your credit because in the terms you agreed to that. So if you don't pay, then it's going to, you know, affect your business. But if you look at your site right now, you'll see there's a big orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. Once the payment goes through, that orange banner will come down.
During this month, I didn't gain any clients by that time.
Yeah, a website in and of itself typically won't bring you clients, but I have had people get clients from other sources using our site. So, for instance, I had a guy call me a couple months ago, and he said, hey, can you open up the lead that's coming through my site? And so I opened it for him, and it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you gave us last week. And the client said, that is so strange because I didn't get that lead from Google. I got it from a lead service. I guess he was using Angie Leads. So I told him, guess what they did after, you know, he went out and he bid on that job. They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a nice thing with good things being said about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job.
I see. Yeah. Thanks. Miracles happen, but not with me.
Yeah. What about Eric and Lisa Herman? That's a prior customer of yours that contacted you through the site saying they want to have more work done in the front of their house.
I did.
Yeah. So that's... They're at 1608 Southeast 52nd Avenue. So even though you did work for them in the past, perhaps they didn't have a way to reach you, so they Googled you and they saw that you had a website and they contacted you through the site. So without the site, there's a big chance that they wouldn't have been able to find you and they would have just hired someone else, right? So that's why you need a website in 2024 for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah. I'll pay.
Okay. So is it still the Southeast McNutt Road for the billing address, Vladimir?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
I'm sitting here at eating at Taco Bell.
Oh, nice. Yeah. It is Taco Tuesday, right? So.
Yeah, maybe. Huh?
You're funny.
I don't want to say card information here. I'll go to vehicle and then do that.
Okay, you want me to call you back in half an hour or so?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. I'll talk to you in a little bit then, no problem. Enjoy your lunch. Okay, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.